The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So this half-day time together is, in a way, a kind of a little piece, perhaps, of what might be experienced if you sat on a longer retreat in this style. In the daily life retreat that we've done, it's really been, there's been an emphasis on discussion and emphasizing practice in daily life. And that is what I love about this particular style of practice, the fact that the same instructions are applicable, really, in daily life and on the cushion. And so for myself, this is the practice I use all the time. When I go on a two-month retreat, a two-month silent retreat, this is the practice I do. And what I would say is that in the sitting, in the formal practice, when you use this practice as a kind of intensive meditation practice, I don't know if intensive is quite the right word, but as the practice in a container where the intention is to let go of the world, let go of all the doings, and just intend to look at the heart and mind as it settles in meditation. This practice is also a way into a lot of stillness and understanding. So for myself, when I practice this this style of practice on a long retreat, the mind moves in the direction of stillness. So it's a valuable practice in all forms, on all of the forms of meditation. And what I thought of offering today is really a container of a few hours where you can just explore settling into formal walking, sitting meditation practice using this style of practice. And so you've all had the instructions for this style of practice. Some of you have sat this kind of intensive retreat with me before. And for you, it may be a little bit of a, more familiar way of practicing in a more formal way. But for some of you, I think you've mostly attended the daily life retreats. And so this may give you a little bit more of a flavor of how this practice can support you to settle in a more kind of meditative way as opposed to a daily life way. The difference really in using this in daily life and using this in a formal practice isn't so much what we do, but it's what happens to the mind. It's kind of in the daily life, the objects that we are attending to, what we're aware of, that we are aware, and what we are aware of is a lot of our ordinary stuff, our relationships, our activities that we have to do, the kind of emotions that come up in those experiences. And in our sitting practice, or in our more formal practice where we set that stuff aside, there's the opportunity more for there to be a settling, a stillness, a quietness that happens. And yet what there is kind of a slower settling in this form of practice, perhaps, than there is in a concentration practice where you're consciously setting aside, when you see something like a thought or a emotion come up, you tend to, if possible, let that go and come back to a focused object of attention like the breath. And we don't do that here, but there is a natural settling over time as we just notice this is what's happening. This is what's happening and what our relationship to it is. As we notice that, the activity of the mind, what it tends to focus on, what we begin to connect with, seems to because of the natural way that mindfulness works, seems to kind of carry us into more and more stillness and quiet. But that does take a longer time with this practice, because we are, you know, kind of we're starting from our everyday mind, and we're not trying to, in a way, I think of the concentration practice as being a kind of like go down quickly, we settle quickly this way, or we try to settle quickly this way. We just focus on one thing and connect there. In this practice, we're kind of starting at the, you know, the everyday kind of mind, the perhaps the jumpiness and restlessness or sleepiness, and we're just noticing that. And so we're noticing all of the stuff going on in our mind, and it slowly we connect with that, and we have some resistance to it, which perhaps keeps us kind of jumping up and down at this level. And then the resistance begins to fall away, and it begins to settle. The mind begins to let go of resistance, and it gets a little bit quieter. And so we see the mind at a quieter level. So it just begins to settle in a very organic way that allows us to watch our minds as they settle. So I offer this time as a kind of an opportunity to take a little bit more continuous time for formal practice in this style. So we'll sit together, and I'll just do a brief, I'll just remind you briefly to begin what the kind of basic instructions are, and then do a little bit of guiding in the meditation. So we begin with relaxation and noticing awareness. We notice that we're aware, what we're aware of, with a really light touch of effort. That relaxation supports a kind of a natural capacity or meeting of the mindfulness with experience, and supports that relaxed effort of practice. And yet that simple kind of relaxed awareness of what's happening, as Sayadaw sometimes says, it's not quite enough. Awareness, just awareness, is not quite enough. We also need to be curious about how we are attending to experience, because often there can be attitudes in the mind, subtle or not so subtle, wanting, not wanting, confusion, beliefs that affect how we're meeting experience. And so these attitudes, we need to kind of open to or check in. What is the attitude? To see if there may be a way to expose what might be going on behind the scenes, the quality of the observing mind, and even just kind of knowing that there can be something going on behind the scenes can be helpful. And just checking in, is there an attitude? What is the relationship to what's happening? And so we move in the direction of what Sayadaw calls wise attitude, right attitude, which is a way of being with experience that lets you feel at ease with whatever is happening. And so if there's any kind of a struggle in being with what's happening, check in with the attitude. There may be, probably will be, if there's a struggle, a wanting, a not wanting, or some kind of confusion or belief about what's happening. And then if that can be seen or recognized, oh, what's happening, the feeling of struggle, then checking in, what's the relationship? What's happening is that I want something else to be happening. That can be seen. What does it feel like to know that you want something else to be happening? There can be a little bit of a shift that allows the mind to settle, recognize, oh, well, that's what's happening. That's not a problem. The mind can know that it wants something else to be happening. Noticing an attitude doesn't mean we have to get rid of an attitude. It just means it has to kind of move from being something in the background, something we're not clearly noticing, to something that we're noticing. So that's a summary of the instructions. Relaxation, recognizing awareness, noticing what we're aware of with a light touch, and from time to time, checking the attitude. So we'll begin a period of formal practice with connecting with relaxation. Allowing the body to soften and relax. And exploring that for yourself, however it supports you to relax the body. Maybe with a scan of the body. And also exploring the possibility of relaxation of mind, letting go of worries, concerns, as much as is possible. And for some of you, it might be supportive to drop in the invitation for relaxation. And then just see what the effect of that invitation is, rather than consciously trying to do relaxation. May the body relax. May the mind relax. At the beginning, if you notice the mind kind of jumps out while exploring relaxation, Just when you notice that, just gently come back and relax. Return to exploring relaxation of body, of mind. And now, kind of turning towards a conscious intention to connect with awareness. Awareness has been part of this exploration of relaxation. And now opening to the recognition of awareness. Are you aware? Or perhaps there's this simple ability or capacity to recognize that you're already aware. And what is awareness connecting with? What is the experience, the feeling of what is happening? Sensations in the body. Perhaps sounds. Maybe the breath. Remembering that awareness is very receptive. We don't have to do or find or search for an experience. There can be a relaxation of mind that can simply notice what awareness is connecting with. At times, awareness may stay with an experience like the breath. Or it may shift. Body sensation, sound. Another body sensation, a series of very specific sensations or thoughts, emotions. A shifting from focused and specific to broad and diffuse. Just relax and receive. What is obvious? You might notice sometimes that sometimes there can be a sense of receiving. And other times it feels like there's a looking for something to be attending to. That activity itself, searching, that can be noticed. Searching is happening. You may also notice this kind of shifting of attention from one experience to another. Also, something that is very natural for the mind to do. Noticing experience after experience. And noticing that the attention shifts. Mindfulness will get lost from time to time. And at some point, you'll notice a return of awareness. In that moment, recognizing awareness is back, aware again. And there's nothing we have to do particularly in that moment except to notice awareness and what awareness is aware of in that moment. It may be thinking. Noticing thinking is happening. It may be an emotion. Noticing that emotion. Maybe the attention has been drawn to a sound, noticing hearing. And recognizing awareness, the awareness that has arisen. A lovely kind of effortless quality to that moment. Awareness came back without our trying to do it. Are you aware? Perhaps recognizing simply that you're already aware? And what is obvious? Whatever state is present, we can be aware of it. It's okay if there's sleepiness, and we can recognize sleepiness, dullness, drifting. It's okay if there's scatteredness. We can recognize scattered mind. Jumpy mind is happening. From time to time, checking the attitude, relationship to experience. How am I with this experience? There's what is happening and how the mind is relating to it. Not a looking for, not trying to find an attitude, but perhaps just dropping that question is, question in. How am I with this? Seeing if something bubbles up. And it may be that the attitude, the relationship is one of ease or calm or peace or balance. And that is really useful to recognize when that is happening.